Nation's response to unspecified threats from Iran. He also talked about his decision to give Attorney General William Barr the authority to declassify information about surveillance of his campaign as part of a deeper dive into the origins of the Russia probe.
It's not payback. I don't care about payback. I think it's very important for our country to find out what happened.
And Democrats say the president is trying to distract from their lingering questions about possible obstruction stemming from the Mueller report. The president speaking as he left for a state visit to Japan a short time ago. Meantime, Congress leaves town without finishing work on a disaster bill after a last-minute objection. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Lisa, Americans recovering from natural disasters will have to wait a little longer for an aid package now stalled in the House after Republican Congressman Chip Roy objected during a pro forma session.
If I do not object, Congress will have passed into law a bill that spends $19 billion of taxpayer money without members of Congress being present here in our nation's capital to vote on it.
Roy also pointed out the bill includes no money to address the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Lisa?
Rachel, late word of a health scare for the head of the House Judiciary Committee, Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler. It happened in his home state, New York, during an event at a school. Fox News confirming Nadler felt faint, whispered something to the New York City mayor, who then requested assistance. Nadler is said to be okay, possibly just dehydrated. He is getting a medical checkup. Also late word of an explosion in the French city of Lyon. At least 7 people injured. No word yet on the cause. This is Fox News.
Fox. Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. Lowe's does it right with savings during our Memorial Day sale. Whether finishing up a property or updating one, stop in now and get a Harbor Breeze Builder Series ceiling fan for only $39.96. And load up on appliance savings with a Whirlpool laundry pair for just $858. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/29. See store for details, U.S. only.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Recovery ahead for parts of the central U.S. devastated by this week's tornadoes and heavy rain. Utilities working to restore power, still assessing damage. Chip Webb with power company Ameren Missouri says the twister that hit Jefferson City Wednesday night carved a path.
Miles and about 4 blocks wide of just complete devastation to our system as well as the community that sits there.
Storms are blamed for at least 7 deaths in 3 states, and the flood threat isn't over. Rivers still rising as water flows downstream. The search for a 4-year-old boy swept away in a swollen creek is now being called a recovery effort.
A half dozen agencies have been searching in Delphi in Carroll County, Indiana, for the little boy who they say got swept up in the flooded Deer Creek. The DNR says a witness saw the boy playing near the water before being carried away Thursday and called 911. Helicopters and boats and side-scan sonars are now being used in what officers call a recovery effort. The boy last seen wearing a blue sleeveless shirt and blue shorts. The public is being urged to stay away from flooded areas. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A tentative settlement reached to settle sexual misconduct lawsuits against former media mogul Harvey Weinstein, though it's not a done deal yet.
The amount of the deal was not given in court yesterday, but the Associated Press has reported that it's worth $44 million. More than 15 lawsuits have been filed accusing Weinstein or his company of misconduct. This settlement would cover many of those, but not his criminal case. Weinstein faces criminal charges in New York of rape and performing a forcible sex act, and his trial is due to start in September. He has denied allegations of non-consensual sex.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Meantime, celebrity chef Mario Batali pleading not guilty to a charge of indecent assault and battery, accused of forcibly kissing and groping a woman in a Boston restaurant in 2017. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. It's a holiday Friday. We got Memorial Day coming up on Monday. And don't forget, we will be in best of mode. You'll get a chance to hear from the chairman of, well, in fact, I'm not sure if you will. The chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. We're hashing that out right now. But a best of coming up on Monday. We'll be back live with you on Tuesday. Today, of course, the day we work all week long to get to. It's the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, Friday, Friday. Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday is the day we work all week to get to. And at the end of the week, we celebrate.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the day we love. And not just because it's Friday, it's also because we get a chance to visit with Daniel Honcharoo from NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as Nevada Policy, you name it, they answer to it. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Daniel, we are down to the final. We're down to like just over a week to go. In this 80th Nevada legislature, the end of week 16, do you feel the pace kind of picking up at this point?
The pace is definitely picking up, Kevin. Good to talk to you. Yeah, we have 11 days left now. Sandy dies on Monday, June 3rd. And so right now what we're seeing is a lot more floor votes and a lot more bills going through the budgetary committee process, both in Senate Finance and Assembly Ways and Means, to see what Democrats can and can't afford. You'll recall that about a week ago I told you it looked like the Democrats may be about $100 shy of what they need in revenues.
$100 or $100 million?
Oh, I'm sorry, $100 million, of course. You know, add a few zeros there. And so they were really working for the last week to try and triage their most important priorities. Because, of course, Nevada has a constitutional requirement that we submit a balanced budget each session, unlike the U.S. government that can deficit spend up to $22 trillion. But there was actually a major development last night which suggests that Democrats may be in better fiscal shape than we thought about a week ago, because apparently the governor has been doing some budget cutting with Democrats in the background of his initially proposed budget. And that seems to have freed up about $240 million additional dollars for the biennium, which Democrats hope to use to bolster education funding going forward. You know, based on early reporting, it seems like Sisolak's cuts were made in areas including health care, Medicaid costs seem to have come in lower than expected. He also made cuts to higher education. We already know that they made cuts to the K-12 school safety measures by about $30 million. So in total, there looks like to be another $240 million-plus dollars ready to spend on Democrat wish list priorities. This should certainly allow for 3% teacher raises as promised. But there are also some tax implications here, because just last night we had a very contentious committee hearing over AB 538. That's the bill that proposes to extend the current modified business tax payroll rates, would produce an additional $100 million. And there's also a proposal out there to allow counties to increase their sales taxes by up to 0.25%, also to bolster education funding. And so the question now is, do we need either of these taxes, given that we just found apparently an additional $240 million which could be spent? So a bit of the fiscal dynamics have changed in the last 24 hours. We're still waiting to see all the details, but apparently that's been what's happening.
Let me just ask you, though, when you cut from a budget, a school safety budget that was supposed to be at $54 million, and now they've cut a bunch of it and they're down to, I don't know what they're down to now, but does that mean that our kids are not going to be as safe?
Well, I think the implication is yes. You know, they slashed, you know, there's some background here, right? Because after the Parkland shooting in Florida, which cost too many student lives, Governor Sandoval at the time had commissioned this body to review school safety measures, and they had spent weeks and months working on effective proposals that would make students be and feel more safe in their classrooms. And it seems like Governor Sisolak's budget has pretty much just disregarded all those efforts over the last 1.5 years now. Again, they had asked for a lot more money than is being provided. And, of course, the irony here is that Democrats are always all on board for any kind of gun control measure, which in reality would really do little to reduce these types of problems. I think direct support to schools, more officers on staff, et cetera, more mental health professionals would do a lot better job in decreasing these awful events we see in schools. But of course, Democrats want more money and they are pro gun control, and that's why we are in this position.
Daniel Honcharu joining us, a senior policy analyst for NPRI, the special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. I know one of the priorities for the Democrats was that $12 minimum wage. It's certainly not a living wage, but the minimum wage, where is that in the process, and is that any closer to getting it to the governor?
Yeah, it is closer. It just got closer a few days ago. It finally passed its first committee on Wednesday. This bill has been exempt from day one, practically, so it's not been bound by any recent or upcoming deadlines. And Dems definitely slow-walked this bill. There hasn't been any action on it for over a month now. But we know this is a big Democrat priority. This was a promise made by Sisolak to workers and to unions. What it does is propose to raise the minimum wage to $12 incrementally, 75 cents per year. You know, of course, this is better than the $15 wages we've seen in other U.S. jurisdictions, but it will still create major problems for businesses across Nevada. For example, rurals are treated the same under this law. There is no rural minimum wage. So rural counties are likely, and rural businesses are likely to be disproportionately harmed by a higher minimum wage. You know, The ideal minimum wage is $0. Anything beyond that is strictly market interference, and it essentially makes low-paying jobs illegal and takes away job opportunities, especially for young people. Yeah. And I'll mention that this is especially anti-business because they're pushing this increased minimum wage alongside a paid sick leave bill, which is an additional mandate on businesses. And they're also trying to extend the current modified business payroll rate. So I kind of view this, you know, there's been no major or huge significant anti-business bill on its own. But this is kind of death to business by a million cuts. You know, they keep coming. People seem to think that small businesses especially have millions in reserves, and that's just not the case. So we're going to see job losses. We're going to see reduced working hours, as we've seen in cities like Seattle and Toronto in recent years, who have pushed similar minimum wage policies.
Daniel Honcharoo joining us. We're going to talk about that modified business tax. I just talked to two members of the, one member of the Assembly, Glenn Levitt, and State Senator Scott Hammond. Neither said that there was any kind of impending legal action against this move, which clearly violates the state constitution. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the city council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP.
All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters, my buddy, my pal at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, whatever it is, Sam can help you. Ask for a free review of your insurance. Call right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. You can call him right now. Daniel Honcharoo joining us from Carson City. We are wrapping up week 16 of the Nevada legislature. Are they going to be working over Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I imagine they will be. And at some point, I think you'll see Democrat leaders in both the Senate and the Assembly suspend all the procedural rules, because we always know the last few days of the session are kind of the Wild West out in Carson City. Procedural rules are abandoned to expedite bill passage. So they'll be working hard, and they'll probably be working pretty shortly with relaxed rules, which give them more leeway. And again, it's all meant to expedite the process to pass as many bills as possible before sine die. And we all want to avoid a special session being called. So we wish them well in fulfilling their promises here, at least certain ones, because nobody wants to see a special session being extended. We don't want to go home.
Okay, let me just ask you, though. The modified business tax extension, which is clearly unconstitutional, has gotten the approval of the LCB. And yet I can't find anybody ready to sue to get this administration, this Sisolak administration, to adhere to the Constitution. I talked with Scott Hammond. He doesn't know of anything going on. Glenn Levitt, a freshman member, he doesn't know of anything going on. What is going on there? And is somebody going to sue somebody soon?
Well, that might ultimately occur. Of course, this legal issue wouldn't be right unless the Senate passed this bill with less than a two-thirds majority and until Governor Sisolak signs it. So there's no real standing or ripeness to a lawsuit at this point in time. I suspect that a lot of groups that are considering lawsuits in the future are kind of slow playing it. Because there's still kind of a potential bargaining token being used here. You know, Republicans are against the modified business tax extension. What this bill does is proposes to extend the current MBT rate, which was supposed to decrease by statute because recent revenues have grown so dramatically. And Democrats want to do this, but they don't want to do it with less than a two-thirds vote because they fear impending legal action. So there's still some ongoing negotiations in the sense of, well, maybe Democrats will be willing to offer Republicans something really lucrative, perhaps in the area of school choice, in order to get one GOP senator across the aisle and vote in favor of this bill on a two-thirds basis to avoid the possibility of months-long protracted litigation, which might ultimately, if the courts decide against the LCB, as I think they should, that would just create more budgetary obstacles in the months and years ahead. So I think people are waiting to see how this really develops. If it passes with a two-thirds or less than a two-thirds vote, will really decide whether or not some group on the right will take up litigation here. Again, Democrats are trying to avoid litigation. I think they realize that the LCB opinion was overly generous to leadership. You know, the plain text of the Nevada Constitution requires a two-thirds vote on any bill which, quote, creates, generates, or increases any public revenue in any form. And this proposal would increase public revenue by $100 million over the next 2 years. So it's hard to imagine how the LCB legal team came to that conclusion. It seems to contradict the plain text of the Constitution. So there are a lot of moving pieces here. It was a very contentious hearing last night. This bill is being proposed on kind of an expedited basis as well. It'll soon go to an assembly floor vote. And on the Senate side, I think, is where you'll see the real fireworks, because it passed the assembly with more than two-thirds. And, of course, it's the Senate where the real controversy will ultimately explode, I think.
30 seconds on opportunity scholarships. Where is it in the process?
So Democrats, unfortunately, just advanced AB 458, the bill that will defund the annual growth to the Opportunity Scholarship Program. They call the 10% annual growth on the program unsustainable, even though it would cost taxpayers less than $1 million in additional funds next year. Of course, there's major hypocrisy here because, meanwhile, they just passed prevailing wage reform, which will increase the cost of school construction by tens of millions of dollars. So Democrats are talking out of both sides of their mouth here. They have money for handouts to special interest labor groups, but not for scholarships for low-income students. There is a disconnect here. It just reflects the education establishment's fear of any kind of competition through school choice, through charters, et cetera. It is a monopoly, and that's how they want it to stay.
Hey, Daniel, thanks, my friend. You have a great Memorial Day weekend. You'll be working it, I'm guessing. So thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Kevin.
Daniel Honcharu from NPRI. You know what it's time for now? It's called Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Honcharu, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
So there you have it. There you have it. Daniel Honcharu joining us. Stick around. Coming up, a successful businessman, a former candidate for governor, and a good guy, Jared Fisher, will join us. We'll find out what he thinks of what's going on in Carson City. And also, we're going to talk about your small business. Yeah, we'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are higher for the first time in 3 days, with tech stocks rebounding after leading yesterday's sell-off. And shares of Constellation Brands are falling following a downgrade from Morgan Stanley, which thinks after a recent rally that the maker of beer, wine, and spirits will have a tougher time making more headway. The maker of Corona Beer and Svedka Vodka has benefited from the sale of its lower-priced wine business. However, today a Morgan Stanley analyst said that it was difficult to justify a bullish stance on the stock, especially as he sees some risk around beer revenue growth.
booth. And Sears is banking on a future of smaller stores selling mattresses and appliances. As part of a new era, the embattled retailer making a commitment to become a stronger and profitable business and announcing the grand opening of its new Sears Home and Life store in Overland Park, Kansas today. Two other of these same formatted stores are also opening over the weekend in Anchorage, Alaska and Lafayette, Louisiana. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A disaster aid bill is on hold over one House Republican's objection.
We've had months to figure this out.
Chip Roy from Texas blocking a procedure to just approve the Senate-passed bill without a full vote because he says there's no money to deal with what he calls the national emergency and humanitarian crisis at the southern border. President Trump had said he would sign the bill. The Senate passed it 85-8 yesterday. Now a full roll call vote in the House is expected the week after next. There's a lawsuit over Alabama's new anti-abortion law.
The ACLU, on behalf of abortion clinic operators and Planned Parenthood, is now taking the state of Alabama to court over its law, signed by Governor Kay Ivey last week, that makes it not just a crime for doctors to perform abortions at any stage in a woman's pregnancy, but also for an agency to refer a woman for an abortion provider. The law does not take effect until November.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a fast machine. She cocked the motor and cleaned. She was the best damn woman ever.
By the way, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be giving away a $20 gift card to Ichabod's Lounge. How is about that? We'll be doing that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But we're not giving it away now. Not doing it now, but we'll be doing it here in just a couple of minutes. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Escape Adventures. Now, are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, our next guest, and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business. You're looking for a team-building event? With a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. The man, the myth, he's here. He is Jared Fisher. What's going on, man?
Oh, not a lot. This is probably the first time I've been here on Friday. This is weird.
I know. Well, no, but we dress down, although I always dress down. and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And you're doing this is like almost getaway day for you.
Yeah, brought my daughter in today. And
Sequoia, she's beautiful,
yeah,
she's, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And she's free. She's out of school.
Yeah, she's been let loose. So first day of freedom.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. So she came with me today, and we're kind of hanging out together.
I love that.
A lot of fun.
I absolutely love it. One of the things I wanted to talk about, we see in Washington, and then we'll get to some other stuff. But I just want to ask you what you see in Washington, and you see this disconnect. You and I say, hey, why aren't they doing stuff? Why aren't they passing bills? Why aren't they making our lives better? All they're doing is arguing. How do we change that?
Well, that's a good question. We've been asking ourselves that question ever since the beginning of time. It's pretty tough. Every now and then, you get someone in there who cracks the whip, who's a leader. And I think I've always had a little phrase that I live by, which is the speed of the leader determines the rate of the pack. And if you get someone in there who's willing to make changes, not afraid to speak their truth, keeps ethical and moral values, you can get things done. It's always difficult, though, when you're talking about politics. There's no doubt about it. You know that.
Well, and now we're getting to the final 10 days or less of the 80th Nevada legislature, and nothing happens for like the first, I don't know, 100 days, and in the last 20 days, it's like an avalanche of legislation.
Well, they're running out of time.
Yeah.
And they realize it's going to be two more years until we get anything done. So it's the procrastination policy.
As a taxpayer, does what you see in Washington, what you see in Carson City, Does that trouble you? I mean, do you think it can be changed ultimately? Do you think different people, better people, whatever it is, yeah, or is there something in the water in Carson City that that causes this, or in D.C.?
Like I said, I'm a business guy, and I know that things don't get done unless I initiate them. And I see the same thing when we're talking about politics and you're talking about leadership in government. It's the same idea. You get people who, you know, who are playing musical chairs in the political system that I saw during my campaign who are just, it kind of baffled me to see people running for one seat and then within 6 months they were running for a seat that had absolutely nothing to do with the seat they were running for earlier. And I thought, well, that's a completely different field of work that you need to understand to be running for that particular seat. And so for me, I started to realize that there's a number of people involved with politics who are just looking for a job. And I hate to say that, but that's the bloody truth, Kevin.
Wow.
And what we need to do, the voters need to do, is consider those people who are running. And when you're looking at a qualified candidate running for a position that is in their qualified realm of expertise, you need to vote for that person because they understand what they're doing. But again, if you have somebody who's in pest control, I'm just using a random example, and they're running for, you know, U.S. Congress, and then they don't get elected, so now they're going to run for district attorney. or you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
It gets you thinking, who are these people? So I mean, I'm not here to you know, cut down on people running for office, but what I am saying is as if we're going to be electing people and we want to get stuff done, you know, as a voter, we have a responsibility to search out, seek, and find qualified candidates built for those particular positions. And again, that's why I ran for what I ran for, because I fit into that.
And he ran for governor, by the way.
I looked over that particular job description time and time again. I looked at all types of different areas that I could run, but none of them fit me like that, because I am I'm a business leader and I understand Nevada really well. And that's why I ran for it, and I didn't run for anything else. People always said, "Oh, why didn't you run for anything else?" Yeah, I know it was a shot in the dark, but I wanted to go where I thought I could do best for my state. And I think that's what we need to do as, you know, as the voters. We have that responsibility to research our candidates, make sure you're going to put somebody in place. Because if you simply just vote for somebody because you like their name, you like how they look, or whatever, then we're going to be stuck in the exact same boat we all are at all the time, which is a political system that's not getting crap done. That's the fact of the matter.
Wow. Wow. So. You're a small business owner. I love that. And that's why we have you in from time to time to talk about not just my small business. I happen to be a small business owner, not as successful as Jared Fisher, but still we've been open for 4 months. Or rather 4 years, excuse me, and we're still fighting the good fight. I want to ask you, though, that as a small business owner, how do you step back, especially if you are very close to your business and maybe you're an operator of your business? How do you step back and get a chance to look at the big picture?
Well, I think a smart business person will always be looking at the big picture. If you're in it for the long run, you need to look at the big picture. And that means that, you know, when you open up your business, be very thoughtful in when designing your policies and your mission of your company. We took a lot of time when we were developing the mission of our company. We wanted to make it simple, but we always wanted to stand by that mission, and that's our big picture for our company. And I think that that's what we need to do, because when times get tough, you know, our economy's doing really well right now. We all know that, and we should all be enjoying the fruits of this economy right now. But let's be honest with ourselves. It won't last, and we will have times where we're going to go into recessions. And by looking at the big picture all the time for your company, when those tough times come, you'll be able to weather those storms a lot better. And I actually have five kind of methods that I have for being resilient during tough times. I'm gonna throw those out there.
Okay.
real quick.
Yeah.
First off, is, you know, I do like to look at the big picture. I think that's really important. So having those long-term goals and that mission statement, and put it up on your wall. Make sure you look at that every day. The second is take an inventory of your staff. You know what? A lot of times people get real comfortable in their jobs. Employees get too comfortable, and they start being less productive in what they're doing. You need to continually do that as a business operator, a business owner. You need to always analyze your employees and what they're doing and whether or not they're being efficient. And stay on top of that. You know, if you need to get a whip out, you get that whip. Carry it on your side. Do what you got to do.
Well, and the business itself is going to change, and mm-hmm. your employees need to be able to change with it, adapt, if you will.
Sure, dynamics.
And so you've got to make sure that the employee who was great in his position 3 years ago, well, the position's changed, the needs of the business have changed, maybe that's not a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that by having communication and open meetings with your employees, and I'm not a big meeting person, but I know I need to have them, because it keeps my employees on top of what I expect out of them, what their coworkers expect out of them, and it keeps them informed. And as the dynamics of whatever industry you're in, as those change, you need to be on top of that so that you're going to be competitive in the industry. The other thing I wanted to mention was making sure you have access to cash, and that means you got to have a banker on hand that you're friends with. And you've also got to make sure you've got good credit out there. So make sure you pay your bills. Stay on top of that because there's a lot that goes into that when it comes time to have cash available during tough times. So, and our state of Nevada can maybe take a note on that. Our rainy day fund, that's important to have that.
And they're looking to tap that now.
Yeah, we want to make sure.
In the middle of the greatest economy
right.
The state's ever
and
seen.
And that's when you know you have a problem. You should actually be adding to your rainy day fund, not taking from your rainy day fund. And so that's the word of the wise to our state. And then you got to sweat the small stuff. And that means that things that you may have overlooked, it might be something as simple as the windows on your business, making sure those are clean. Because, you know, people see stuff like that. And they're, you know, little changes, making sure you're staying on top of the little things within your business really helps out a lot. And one of my favorite things is don't sacrifice the quality of your company. I'm a guy of a lot of phrases, and they stick to my. You know what? When I went to UNLV, I learned from my instructors. I wasn't that smart. I didn't get straight A's in school, but I'll tell you what. I remember what my instructors told me about real things. And one of my instructors, M.L. Smith, he said, and I wrote it down here, but I know it by heart, so. The key to quality is consistency, making sure that you are who you are in your business. Being consistent in what you do will make sure that you maintain that quality of your business because people expect that. Your customers expect that. When you start chintzing on that, you're going to lose your customers.
But aren't there people that have come to you and said, hey, you know, we make these bikes a certain way for Las Vegas Cyclery, as an example. And they say, but you know, we can use this metal alloy, or we can lose. It may not be as good as steel. It may not be as good as aluminum, but it's cheaper. Are you ever tempted? Aren't you ever tempted to say, well, I can make a couple of extra bucks every month?
You know what? I tend to be a fairly confident person, and when anybody comes to me and says that they want to chintz out and cheapen something, I tell them, go find someone else to do business with. Because, once again, the key to quality is consistency. You've got to maintain that consistency. So, you know what? We do get people like that. We get suppliers like that. Yeah, you're going to see that in any industry. However, if you're not cutting down on the quality and you're making it more efficiently, that's a different story. That means that you are now a smart business person. You're now saving money. And, you know, maybe a process became more streamlined in China or Japan, and now they're able to make the same quality but for less money. Well, heck yeah, if you're a business owner, you better take advantage of that, because if you don't, I can tell you right now, the next guy in your industry is going to. So that's when the dynamics of a company need to take in effect, you know, being dynamic, understanding your industry and so forth. So, but anyways, those are my five kind of bullet points for maintaining your business during tough times. But if you do that all the time, you integrate that into your company now when times are good, then that's kind of your rainy day fund, so to speak. You know, when times do get tough, you'll know you have those things laid out in place and you'll be able to weather the storm in most cases. So.
More coming up with Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery, Escape Adventures, and a whole bunch of other small businesses that have been wonderfully successful. And I have a core belief that I listen to smart people that have done it and have been successful. If you're looking to lose weight, do you go to an obese doctor or go to an obese nutritionist? I wouldn't. I'd rather go to somebody that knows how to lose weight, who's done it.
It's probably a good idea.
More coming up with Jared Fisher. You know what I'm going to do right now, though? I'm going to give a $20 gift card. $20 gift card to Ichabod's Lounge. I've told you for months now about Ichabod's Lounge. Old Vegas. I mean, it sings Old Vegas every day. And I'm going to give away a $20 gift card right now. If you're caller number two, caller number two at 844, the number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Again, caller number two is going to score a $20 gift card to Ichabod's Lounge. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call 844, the number two, Nevada. Be caller number two, and you'll be a winner. 844-263-8232. 32. We'll make sure that that you get your gift. In fact, I'll slap it in the mail today, and you'll have it by probably by Tuesday of next week. Yeah, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, live and local, now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit light, LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. Jared Fisher joining us from Escape Adventures, Las Vegas Cyclery, and a bunch of other locally owned companies. I want to ask you, I always talk about how if your business wants some sort of outdoor adventure, you can help them out. Talk a little bit about what that entails for a small business.
Well, you know, we offer corporate group team building expeditions, so to speak, that we do out in Red Rock Canyon. And we've been running those for 27 years now. And we work with local DMCs where they, you know, they'll bring out, you know, whatever company it is. You know, we've worked with
By the way, local DMCs is what?
Local DMCs mostly, but they are out of town.
No. What is a DMC?
Oh, Destination Management Company.
Thank you.
I got to
speak English, please.
I know. Yeah, no, I learned all that in school. It was just lingo for me. Sorry about that. Yeah, DMCs are Destination Management Company. So basically, what'll happen is a company, say McDonald's or PepsiCo or whatever, Kentucky Fried Chicken. We've dealt with all these. I know, believe it or not, Kentucky Fried Chicken has.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they've done tours with us before. They'll come out and they'll do a team building adventure, whether it's hiking or biking, and we did some this winter. Law firms around the country, they'll come out and then we'll do some hikes, and along the way we'll do some team building chanting along the route and
God.
So we do all kinds of fun stuff like that. So anyhow, that's what we do. So
it sounds like fun though. Really.
Oh yes, total fun.
In our final minute, your most favorite outdoor adventure, and one you were telling me about, like a 24-hour race?
Yeah. I actually, it was my 13th 24-hour race. I'll explain it real quick. Essentially, you go onto a course. This was a 13-mile mountain bike route, and you do it as many times as you can in 24 hours. You ride all day, all night. And
How long did you last?
Well, it was fine to go all 24 hours, although the storm that came in and dumped enough mud to fill up the whole car I was sitting in with mud particles and gunk. I got about 14 hours or so into the race before they actually closed the course.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. That's my kind of day off of work.
Hey, Jared, it's always good to see you, man. We'll see you in here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I can't wait. Have a great vacation.
Thank you much. Appreciate
it. And thanks for bringing young Sequoia in. She's beautiful. And
thank you.
The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Aw, you're so nice.
Uh-huh. That's Jared Fisher. Oh, you know what it's time for right now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Okay, coming up, Rico Aller, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, his business in Mound House, Carson Insulation. We'll do that and more coming up. It is live and local now.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Defending decriminalization.